I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. April is recognized nationally as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and this year, Scotty's House Child Advocacy Center is partnering with local law enforcement and child service agencies to raise awareness of the serious problem of child abuse and neglect in our community. We spoke with Scotty's House Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci on some events that they're having throughout the next week.
April is recognized nationally as Child Abuse Prevention Month. So, once again, we're going to partner with local law enforcement and other child service agencies to help raise awareness of the very serious problem of child abuse and neglect in our community. So we take the month of April. We have a lot of public displays that kind of represent the children that we serve. And it's a way for the community to see that, yes, this is a problem, and for them to know that there are people out there working to make this better for the kiddos. So that's what we hope for anyway, that we'll get people involved, encourage them to report abuse so that we can help the kiddos.
Does this happen more often than people probably think?
It does. It does. And statistically, they show that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the time they turn 18. But of those, only 1 in 10 will ever tell or receive any kind of services. So last year, we saw 450 kiddos. And we deal with the most severe cases of child abuse here at Scotty's House. So when I tell you, that 450 kiddos walk through our doors, that's 10% of the actual number of victims that are out there. And these children who experience this kind of trauma early on in their life, they're more likely to become addicted to drugs and alcohol. They're more likely to become incarcerated as adults. And they're also more likely to become offenders. And so we know that if we can get these intervention services in place and get these kiddos into counseling, that we have a really good chance of breaking that cycle of abuse. But we can't help them if we don't know. And so we encourage people, if you see something, if something in your gut just tells you, this isn't right, call and report it. If you're not sure, just give that information to the authorities and let them determine if it's something that needs to be looked into further. Because you never know. That may be the only time that kiddo ever has where someone can step forward and help them.
And Melanie, I know next week you guys have a ton of events all over the Brazos Valley. We don't have to go through all of them here, but if you could just, give us a website where people can find that schedule.
Right. We're at scottyshouse.org, and on the homepage, there's a complete list. So we serve 7 counties. We serve Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Robertson, and Washington. And we do a blue ribbon tree in all 7 counties. And the blue ribbon trees, we tie a blue ribbon on to the tree, and each blue ribbon represents the kiddos that were served by our agencies. They were confirmed victims of abuse and neglect for that county. So people can see them. It's a really good reminder to it takes a village to keep our kiddos safe, and so we want people to know to be aware. And then we also have, we'll partner, this will be our 7th year to partner with Voices for Children for our Pinwheel Garden. And we will, that'll be on the lawn of Prosperity Bank at Texas Avenue near Villa Maria. And we have 700 pinwheels. And the pinwheels, they represent a bright future for the 700 Brazos Valley kiddos that received services from Scotty's House and Voices for Children in 2015.
Okay, well, thank you for everything you do and Scotty's House does. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go today?
No, I just would encourage people to check out the website. If they have any questions, they can contact us. All of our information is on our website. If they want to get involved, we have a great volunteer and ambassador program, and we would love to talk to them. So all that information is on the website.
Thanks again to Melanie Scarpacci for visiting with us and giving us a little bit more information about the upcoming events. Again, you can go to scottyshouse.org to find out more information about all the events in the Brazos Valley this month in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.